From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, today is World Hearing Day, and we're joined by Daniel McLaughlin, Director of Advocacy and Communication with National Deaf and Hard of Hearing Charity Chime. Danielle, thanks indeed for talking to us this evening. You've been highlighting today the story of a working deaf couple with three young children and the €10,000 bill they're facing for hearing aids. Just tell us their story and why it is obviously so difficult for them to be facing that kind of bill.
Yes, good evening. Well, I mean, the couple we've highlighted is one example of a number of different cohorts of people affected by the cost of hearing aids, the cost of disability in general. Today, we're calling for the National Hearing Care Plan to be implemented, and it has been promised by the government for over a year and a half now, and we're still seeing delays with that. And really what we're looking at and what the working group that was set up by the government and the Department of Health to look at bringing forward this plan was to look at those costs, access to hearing care, hearing treatment for everyone. So that includes people who are on long waiting lists on the HSE, and those families like James and Ruth, who are working, will not qualify for the medical card. They can access a treatment benefit scheme, which gives them a hearing aid grant of up to about €1,000 per pair of hearing aids. But as we know, James' example is that they're paying almost €6,000 for a pair of hearing aids each, which is huge cost for them and their family, because both himself and his partner Ruth are deaf, and have been for their lives. So their cost is lifelong for them, and they will replace their hearing aids every 5 to 7 years. So, you know, he's calculated that for them, that's going to amount to about €100,000 over the course of their lives. So really, it's a broad National Hearing Care Plan that should be looking at, you know, that broader universal access to hearing care for everyone that needs it, regardless of whether they're on the medical card or not.
Okay. Is it a deterrent to work, do you think, for people with a hearing disability, the fact that they lose out on these services if they're working in jobs?
Well, I mean, James has argued that, you know, they've worked hard to move off disability, to not be dependent, and to get jobs, to work and to contribute. And that their hearing aids are actually a necessity. They're essential for a quality of life, to be able to contribute, to work. And, you know, if they are feeling that this cost is an extra financial burden to them, that it's a huge disappointment and very disheartening for people who are trying their best and they're raising children at the same time.
How is Ireland for deaf and hard of hearing people? How do we fare relative to our EU partners, for example?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a couple of examples. I mean, we can look at the UK. They would have more hearing aids issued per capita than we would in Ireland. France has an insurance system that covers all hearing aids up to a really high quality, and that's really what we're looking at, and we've advocated for that with the National Hearing Care Plan that the World Health Organization has actually recommended for all countries to implement in their countries. And really, you know, we're talking a lot these days and the government's looking at it a lot around this discussion of cost of disability. And for families like James and Ruth, families who are deaf from birth, they're going to have extra costs throughout their lives. And that includes treatment, includes hearing aids, includes things like, you know, adapted fire alarms, smoke alarms, doorbells, and transport, where transport is quite difficult, public transport. So, you know, this cost of disability comes into the discussion as well. And the working group includes, you know, a number of audiology agencies, but also the Department of Social Protection and Department of Health. And really, they should be looking across the spectrum around that access, not just to hearing care, but also the access to supports for people with disabilities. And this ties in also with the National Human Rights Strategy for Disabled People, which was launched last year.
Okay, so in brief, just to finish, we have some way to go.
We have some way to go. There's many people waiting long term on these waiting lists. It's having a huge impact on families, whether that's people who are older, who are more at risk of depression, social isolation, dementia, even. And then on the other extreme, on the other end, we have children who are not being diagnosed. You know, they may pass a newborn hearing screening at birth, but they may acquire hearing loss after that. And they're at risk of a lot more developmental delays as well.
Danielle McLaughlin, Director of Advocacy and Communication with National Deaf and Hard of Hearing Charity, Chime. Thank you indeed for talking to us on what is World Hearing Day.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.